Three, two.
This is Scott Johnson from Starbase Studios.
And Michael King from Starship Valiant.
And you're listening to
Comic Pop Library.
As far as the eye can see, so much uncertainty. I'm not blind, I see the truth. Open my eyes, I never knew the strength inside me could ever make me wanna help to change the world. Follow my destiny, hope's not gone. You're gonna see, it makes a difference when you believe.
Welcome to another episode of Comic Pop Gameplay, brought to you by Comic Pop Library. I'm Richard, along with
Logan here.
And in today's episode, we're going to be looking at the Yu-Gi-Oh! Starter Deck Codebreaker. This is brought to us again by Hill & Knowlton Strategies. And a big thank you to Lindsay Barber there for sending this our way, and also to Konami for allowing us to look at the structure deck for everybody as well. We're going to let Logan go ahead and tear open into the starter deck. And then he's going to kind of bring stuff out and tell us what he's got there while he's opening it up. This is a 45-card set. Within the set, there are two ultra rares, three super rares, 40 commons, one beginner's guide, which you usually get that no matter what, and one game mat, which you usually get, and it's nothing really fancy. It's just a paper mat. I don't think there's anything fancy on there. It's just
swirls. Got the pendulum zones, the extra monster zones,
but no fancy artwork or anything like that.
And it's just hexagons.
It's just a paper one as well. So it's pretty much what you get with a starter deck, so that you can start playing. So he's got to open up even more.
Yeah.
We might have to get him a knife.
Nah, it's pretty easy. You just have to get it into the fold.
All right, he broke into it. Open. Now we get to see what the cards actually look like. And again, this is the starter deck entitled Codebreaker.
First one is Cyber's White Hat, which has black with gold highlights armor, a white, very fancy cowboy's hat, and Kaiba's coat.
Well, fancy, folks.
Yeah, Kaiba's coat with little data lines
on
it.
He stole Kaiba's coat?
It looks like it, kind of.
This is a shiny one, too.
Yeah.
This is actually pretty cool. Is that not Kaiba, possibly, in a cowboy hat?
Well, they have had cards of Kaiba before, so.
It kind of looks like it. Because you don't actually get to see the face of the person.
Yeah, the hat disguises
that. It's actually kind of cool.
Yeah, that looks like his coat.
It does, but it's a cool character design.
Mm-hmm. It is.
And it's a 6-starred ranked monster. Monster. Back to the monsters, guys. Monster. Okay, what's next, Logan?
Transcode Talker, which is a link monster. The top, bottom, and right side are link.
Okay.
It's a, looks like a transformer or other giant robot kite. It's got gold with white highlights, and I think that's a gun that they're equipped with. I think I see a scope on it anyways. It's way in the back. But yeah, it's a pretty bulky one. But
I don't want to say instead of a transformer, maybe a Gundam.
Maybe, yeah.
Because they had rifles like that, so that's reminiscent of a Gundam with a long, big rifle like that. That's cool, and I like Gundams. Sorry, guys, I like Gundams a little bit better than Transformers, even though they're still giant robot-type things.
Yeah.
I like the ones that are piloted by humans. That's just kind of cool. So that's just me. Yeah. Transformers still cool. It's just Gundams just kind of nudges over just a little bit in favor of the Transformers, but that's a cool card. Another shiny one as well. I don't know. I think the shiny ones are on top, so we're going to be let down with the rest of the deck probably.
Probably.
Well, next, not let down, but no shinies.
Yeah. And next is Widget Kid, which is a kid in a blue jumpsuit wearing VR gear, taking a selfie or texting or something, and has either a very fancy hot glue gun or a laser gun.
He's the craft king. Crafts Ahoy! Oh, this is another shiny one too, isn't it?
Yep.
This is only a 3-star though. Ooh, he's not that powerful. Yeah, that's kind of a big old gun in his hand, isn't it?
Yeah. I could see that either being a hot glue gun or a laser gun. Not sure which, but it's one of the two.
And this one looks like a really small kid. It's not even a teenager, folks.
Yeah, it's a kid.
Yeah, it's maybe 11, 12, maybe. So that's cool. I mean, it kind of emulates that. And it's, like I said, it's another shiny one, so that's kind of cool. What's next?
Signet Recovery with that Cyber's white hat kneeling down with a shattering white aura behind him.
Aura?
Kind of, yeah.
Okay, let's see what we've got here. Oh, okay. Yeah. So it kind of goes in tandem with him. That's cool.
Mm-hmm.
It's kind of like it's a portal.
Yeah,
taking him to the cyber world, maybe.
Maybe.
Oh, okay, I can see that. Cool. Mm-hmm. And another shiny.
Yep, and the next is yet another shiny. And another Link monster.
And of course, remember these are all top loaded with the shiny ones, so we should have put those on bottom, I guess, but oh well.
Right.
Too late. Go ahead for it.
Pentastag, which is a Heracross beetle. I think that might be Hercules, but I only know the Pokemon ones. That's armored up and, well, it's got the energy lines on the armor.
Okay.
It's probably more machine than beetle, but yeah. It takes its form after the Heracross.
Yeah, it's definitely the shape of a beetle, that's for sure. That's cool looking. I like that.
Not more, well, actually more pincer than Heracross. I'm not sure why I thought.
Yeah, they're pincers. Yeah, I got you there.
No, I'm talking about the Pokemon. Yeah. It is more pincer.
So these are probably the three super rares, and two of them are the ultra rares. So
yeah, because this is about where the...
Trying to figure out... Okay, one has shininess and shiny letters.
And it looks like those two have the shiny letters, those two don't, and what's the other one?
Okay, so there's the two ultra rares are the... Let me see here. The Cyberverse, White Hat, and the Transcode Talker are the ultra rares, and then the other three...
The super rares,
and I'm not going to name those again, because that way you guys can find out for yourself if you weren't paying that close attention, or you can rewind.
And next one's a normal monster, which is awesome. Leotron, which is a...
Leotron.
It looks kind of like a Sol... It's got the Solgaleo in mecha format, basically, except for it's a normal-sized lion thing. And a territorial electronic monster that guards its own domain.
Almost sounds like a Voltron lion, the way you were describing it.
Kind of.
Are they taking some cues from... Well, no, not quite.
But yeah, it's a lion.
It's a robot lion, yeah. But it's definitely not Voltron styled.
I mean, it isn't as big as Solgaleo, but still.
Yeah, it's cool looking. I like that.
Oh. Cool. And next is Text Changer, which is a frog made out of squares and triangles.
A frog?
Yes.
Wow, okay.
It's a digital frog.
Wow. He's not lying, folks. It's kind of weird looking, but it's not bad looking.
It's pretty good. It's just it's a digital frog.
Yeah.
Well, there was at least one frog archetype earlier.
It's not a very exciting Yu-Gi-Oh card.
True.
Put it that way. But it's okay. Yeah. All right.
Nah. Bitron's another normal monster, which is nice. It's a orb with a halo under it, like the raptor and gorilla walk robot things, faces as eyes and little wings sticking out of it and a little...
Are you saying a combination of the two animals?
No, the eyes, the face for those...
Okay.
Little walker along robots. I can't remember what they were called. I got one of the raptors that half of it's tied.
Oh, I got you now. I don't know what those are called either, but those were
but
about
that type of face, that type of eyes specifically.
Those were like 15 years ago. I don't know, dude. Yeah. Go ahead. 10 years ago. But go ahead. I got you. I know what you're talking about. Nobody else does, but I do. Go for it.
a new species found in electronic space. There's not much information on it. Yeah, two sentences.
Hey, for me, that's great. This is another cute one.
Yep.
Okay. Bitron. I can dig that one. I like this one better than Frog.
True.
What is that one again? Text changer. Okay, what else is there?
RAM Clouder. RAM as in R-A-M capitalized. Random Access Memory.
Yep, it is.
Yeah. It's a, well, RAM with green tuft of beard type fur, green horns and other things with black armor. And the tail is jointed little, not tuning fork with lightning sparking between the
guys. Okay. So they're actually using a RAM to symbolize
the RAM.
Yeah. Okay.
I'm not sure how to describe that tail though. Kind of mechanized, not tuning fork with electricity between the prongs.
Mechanized, yeah. Okay. Yeah, he's pretty fluffy, isn't he?
Yeah.
Or got a bunch of hair. Not fluffy per se, but just a bunch of hair. Mm-hmm. Okay. It's a little hard to see his face though, I think. What do you think? Am I just mislooking at that, or?
You can see it, well, his eye, his, you can see it pretty easily, I think.
Oh, okay.
You can only see one half of it because he's looking to the side, but.
I guess it's just my old eyes, folks. Okay, what's next? We're about to, that's the ninth card out of it so far, so we're on to the tenth card. We got a bunch of here, so we're going to have to go a little faster.
Link Slayer, which is a guy in lionish armor with, that's gold, with a cape and little energy blades.
That'd be kind of cool. Oh, this one is a cool one. I like this one. This one would be a cool, shiny one. Link Slayer, that would be a cool one. It's only a 5-star, but still. 2,000 attack, but defense is low. Ooh, only 600. Ooh, Chihuahua. But that's 10 of the cards so far, but just kind of give you an idea that the Codebreaker is, of course, computer-based, as you can tell. But this is to introduce the basics of dueling with cards that are strong and easy to understand for new duelists, so that they can learn the basics of Link Summoning by using Code Talk or Link Monsters. Then they can use this starter deck as a base to build on their own unique decks from this point on using Cyberverse Monsters. Excuse me, Cybers.
Yeah, Cybers.
Wow, okay.
Yeah.
By using Cyberverse Monsters. So that's kind of cool that they're trying to go back and get some of the people involved with it from that aren't quite familiar with it. So that's kind of cool for them to do that with this deck. So that's neat. This is also, this has actually different monsters that are being released that from the Cyberverse Link and Extreme Force Structure decks, so you get some different monsters that way too. So that's kind of cool. So it's neat to do that. And they also say look for Lukuriba. Have we done that one yet, or is that still yet to come?
Yeah, it's still yet to come.
All right, so but we'll. So that's cool that they're doing that, but we'll let Logan continue on with what he's got. And like I said, the last one we did was Link Slayer, so let's see what the next one is.
Backup Secretary with purple hair, black, with purple highlighted attire. There's cords as little...
Basically so she can plug into her computer.
And maybe, I'm not sure if those are a hair ornament or what. But yeah, they're hanging down in her little robe there.
So she's basically...
And she has a data pad.
So she, oh, that's kind of cool looking.
Yeah, it is.
I like that outfit. I like and that, really. That's
look
really
in the
cool.
billows of her cloak thing and you'll see the cords I was talking about.
Yeah, and that's what this is a backup secretary. And it's kind of like she's a walking portable hard drive, basically.
Huh.
That's what I'm kind of gathering. But I love the outfit. This is cool. I really like that one. There's nothing, and it's not skimpy or anything like that, folks. It's just a cool outfit. And it's a full outfit. There's hardly any skin showing except for part of her face and her hair.
Yep.
So that's really cool. I like that. And the cloak is really cool. I like how it billows out. I'm taking too much time. What's next, Logan?
Launcher Commander, which is a tank as the legs and a face with guns as arms. Now he has a helmet on, basically, you can see his face under the helmet, which is on. And a missile on his back. Missile launcher on his back. Guns his arm, a RPG in the other arm.
So how strong is he if he's got a tank?
1,700 attack.
Not too bad.
Yeah, and he's got little holographic displays in front of him.
What's his star ranking?
4.
Oh, so he's not
and
big
if he's
as
on the
he
field,
is.
Your other Cybers monsters are boosted, so that's nice.
It's alright, but I... Yeah.
Oh.
It's... cool looking, I guess. Okay, what's next?
Client.
Like
a client okay. computer or yeah. server. I can't remember.
Yeah, exactly. Except you. For
client.
Ah, it's shaped like it's an ant then?
Yeah, it's a mechanized ant with blue highlights and a weird little flask tail thing. That's...
So this is another play on the...
Like a strainer?
Words that yeah. you'd have in the computer world. Kind of like RAM was.
Yep.
That's cool just because of that. Okay, what's next?
Bit Trooper, which is... Take that Bitron from earlier and right. add a little Gundam SD-ish body with an energy shield and a lance.
Oh, okay. So it's deformed, huh?
Almost. Okay. The head isn't deformed is. Compared to it, but the body
I
is.
I think you're right. I think yeah. the bit...
Bitron added to a little Gundam yeah, SD.
It basically is. That's cool.
Yeah, it's funny.
That's and we have a few of the super deformed Gundams, but...
Yeah, it's kind of like
cool.
that.
Okay, very cool.
And the next one's another normal monster, though it's also a tuner. Flambel Guard, which is a pretty cool-looking blue metal dragon with fire bursting from its plating and
okay.
inside a fiery
not from vortex. Its mouth, but from its plating, huh?
Yep. It scales.
It's not a fire-breathing dragon. It's a fire body...
Fire cloak.
I don't know.
I would say fire cloaked dragon.
Fire cloaked dragon, okay.
Yep. A Flumvel Guardian who commands fire with his will.
Maybe he sweats his... fire.
Yeah. Pretty Sorry. Much. Sorry. His magma hot barrier protects his troops from intruders with 2,000 defense.
2,000 defense?
Yeah.
That's not bad. Ooh, his attack's poor though.
Yeah.
Wow.
Like Bitron, actually. I think that's similar attacks.
It's kind of cool figure. Cool figure.
I'm pretty sure that's cool almost card, exactly the same stats as Bitron. 2,000, right?
Actually, 2,000 and 200. So oh. Bitron has... He's a two... Bitron's a two-star, where...
Yeah.
Funville Guard is a one-star.
Yeah, Bitron's just a bit tougher than him. The difference is Flamvel's a tuner.
There you go.
And here's a stronger one, Beast King Barbaros, with a giant, well, I'd say Cerberus-looking body, the torso of a man, the head of a monkey king, a stingered okay. tail, a red lance and kind a blue like a shield chimera. And a little, yeah, gold oh, skirt thing. Had we've this had this before yeah. yeah.
I recognize this
I just
Isn't
like
it
this
a shiny one?
Yeah, we've before? Seen that shiny before, too.
Okay. Yeah, that's pretty... Pull yeah. some from the back, because we're going to go through all these monsters, and then we're going to just be left with traps and stuff.
Yeah. Link Karibo is the very last one.
Okay. Karibo.
It's a Link monster. Yeah. The bottom one's linked, though the tail makes it try to seem like the top one's linked, too. And it's actually just a black orb with... fishbowl looking glass with eyes and little mouse feet. Those are actually literally mice, as in the computer mice.
Okay.
And a little thing on top reminiscent of the
okay, Bitron. I gotcha. It's almost similar to the
Bitron,
yeah. Again, it's kind of similar. But it's a Link monster? Yep, it is.
Mm-hmm.
Cool. Link 1, 300 attack. No defense, so they're just wiped yeah. out.
Link monsters can't be in defense mode.
Wow, I didn't know that. Do they link? I assume because they're links, they attach, like if you pull out a monster, it links to it, or how does that
well, work? They are linked to the area that the lit up arrows point in.
Okay.
Which, this one, Link Spider, once per turn, you can special summon one level 4 or lower monster from your hand to your zone discard points to.
Okay. So I don't play the game, so I don't know that much about them.
Yeah, these are brand new pretty much anyways.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, basically, like the ant except for a spider this time. The eyes are up its back. It's got a hinge at its abdomen. Yeah.
Okay.
Mechanized spider.
Oh, that kind of looks like a...
Pretty big one.
From Ghost in the Shell, the tank. Yeah,
I could see it.
Kind of. I mean, it's not exact, but kind of. It's got a similar... body form to it. That's what I'm looking at. Okay, what's next?
Decode Talker. A knight in blue armor with gold highlights and purple orbs attached with a purple lined jumpsuit under it and a purple odd two-pronged-ish sword.
I don't know, but the armor's yeah. shiny, right?
Kind of, yeah.
I was going to say, shiny. It's got to be a knight in shining armor.
No. It's got the...
Earth's blue, silver. Hey, it's shiny.
North and the south, except for south, lit up.
So that's what...
Because I can't really... It's got up and yep. down left and down right lit up.
So I guess I don't understand what that means.
Those are what points to the different monster zones to enable their abilities.
Okay. Talking over my head, folks. Sorry.
Now back to the top of the deck since the rest are...
Okay. Surely there's some magic cards. Magic cards.
Trap yeah. cards. Then
traps and...
Magic, yeah, but I figured we'd go for the monsters first.
Oh,
yeah.
Okay.
Cyber Dragon, which is a silver dragon made of metal. Yeah, exactly what it says. It's more the Chinese dragon
type. Oh, yeah, it is. Yeah.
Except for no mustache.
Like a worm.
Yep.
Cool. I like that one. And I also like the past one, too. Don't yeah. get me wrong. I like the knight. That's cool.
Exarion Universe. Which is...
into the trap cards now?
Nope. What? No. It's a centaur with green skin and very fierce-looking blue armor, purple hair, very pointy shield, and a staff.
They love the color of the different colors of hair, that's for sure.
Mm-hmm.
Huh. That's a different one. Yep. To me, I don't know if you'll recognize this, but some people might. Just at first glance, just because of what it looks like, and it's not exact, folks, but the Microman... yeah, I think it was Microman. Micronauts. Micronauts, please.
I recognize the name. It's been a while.
Baron, can't remember. Kimo? I can't remember now. But he could actually connect to the body of a horse if he wanted to.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it's not near as bad looking as this one, and bad in a good way, folks, not in a bad way. But okay, what's next?
Evil Swarm Mandragora, which is a little... It's got a Venus flytrap on top of its head.
Okay.
It's got spiked leaves as arms, and it's a little plant kid with blonde hair.
Little plant kid?
Yeah, its skin is the color of bark.
Oh, yeah, it is. This is another kind of cutish,
yeah.
but a little bit horror-esque.
yeah.
No, well, horror-esque.
Yeah.
Make that clearer. I'm sorry. Don't want anybody to get confused. Horror-esque, but cute at the same time.
And next one is one that Yugi pulled out eventually. Marshmallow. The pink blob okay. with the upside-down face. That's...
Wow.
Can be difficult to kill.
Oh, really?
Okay. If I remember correctly. It can't be destroyed by battle, right? No, I can't remember. I haven't looked at it.
Cannot be destroyed by battle. You are correct.
Yep. And if they attack it in face-down defense, it does 1,000 damage, right? Or was that something else?
After damage calculation, if this card was attacked and was face down at the start of the damage step, the attacker player takes 1,000 damage.
Yep.
Good memory, dude.
Mm-hmm. And Ryko, Lightsworn Hunter, which is a white wolf with little armor bits attached to its legs and back.
Armor bits.
Yeah, and a glowy on his forehead.
A glowy, okay.
It's just a glow there.
Yep, it is.
Shining light from his forehead.
This could be a cool card if it was done in a different pose. This one's not bad with the wolf, mm-hmm. but this, because it is a wolf, this one, if the artwork was a little bit different, could be even cooler. But that's all right. This one's cool enough.
Yeah.
What's and next?
Battle Fair, which is a kind of school fiend type face on a pendulum with a bell on one end.
Not a pendulum monster, is it?
Nope.
No. Pendulum on the card.
Yeah.
It's a 1-star. 0-0. Boy.
Yeah. I think it's discard from hand to stop of battle.
Okay.
Swift Scarecrow, which has shades that are red and green hair on top of a very thin metal rod scarecrow with leeks in its hand, I think. And a turbojet.
Turbojet. There you go.
And it skates along on its little... it's like a skate thing.
It's kind of cool, though.
Yeah.
But yeah, it is kind of weird.
Just how it cool. goes. It looks cool.
Literally taking the pole that's stuck in the ground and making that basically the rest of its body, but metallic.
Yeah. It's got a little booster jet, and its foot is a blade that's thing cool. like on skates.
True. With this structure deck, it is already out there, folks. It came out on July 13th, so be sure to go to their stores and check this out. The Link Monsters are the newest addition to the Yu-Gi-Oh! Trading card game, like Logan was saying, and like some of them we've already gone through. Check those out, you know.
Yeah.
Get used to using them within your
You'll
decks.
You'll probably eventually find them in the packs right
True.
Signet Universe, a spell with hexagons bound with little comets going everywhere.
Oh, we're to the spell cards, yep. Guys and gals. So here we go. That's kind of cool. I like the colorations in that. That's cool.
Yeah. Scapegoat. Four little jam things that are sleeping with different colorations. Orange, blue, red, and pinkish.
Oh, I've seen a different version of this, if not
Yeah, there's tokens of those, too.
Okay, cool. I like that. They're chibi guests looking. Cute. Cute again for the world of Yu-Gi-Oh.
Monster Reborn. The little potion with the afro.
Oh, really?
Yeah, apparently in the original version, it's just an Ankh, but yeah. Sure. I think it looks cooler like this. Maybe a bit sillier, but it looks cooler.
Monster Reborn card for a while. That's an oldie.
Yeah.
Oldie but a goodie.
Yep. Dark Hole, which is basically a black hole.
Black hole.
Yeah. Destroys all monsters.
Boy, for having such little text on this card, it's still itty bitty.
Yeah.
Okay.
Mystical Space Typhoon. A tornado type thing in blue with a lightning bolt.
Yeah, I've seen this one before too.
Yeah.
Now this is pretty common though with Yu-Gi-Oh cards, so
yeah.
You know, but it is from a different set, so if you are a true collector,
yeah,
to get one to have the correct numbering, you would still have to get this one.
Mm-hmm. And Book of Moon. A spell book with a moon on it and little Egyptian symbols and a person in the moon. Like the Anubis.
Yeah, well, that's cool. Yeah, I haven't seen this one before.
It does look cool.
I like that.
Yeah.
Of course, I'm a librarian. Logan works at the library, too. So the books appeal to us. Go figure.
United we stand. A armored gauntlet, I think I might recognize. And a hand with a little brace on it?
Don't know.
I'm not sure how you'd describe that. Shaking with red electricity channeling through it.
Not a bad card for what it is. I can see it. But still, tiny print. They have a full window they can put it in.
Yeah.
Go for it.
Card Trader. A guy with a half metal face, dark magician-like clothes, and a deck in one hand.
Yeah, a little bit more menacing.
Yeah.
Almost like a... Well, he says dark magician, but really it's like an evil magician like you would see.
Well, not dark magician as dark magician, but dark magician as in dark black clothing, and then magician as in the top hat, the clothes. Yeah.
Well, see, when you said dark magician, I immediately went to the dark magician.
Yeah, sorry about that.
Oh, well.
Burden of the Mighty, which is some guy reaching into a... nest of little bluebirds that's in, I think, his helmet, I'm guessing. It's kind of funny.
The birds built a nest in his helmet.
Uh-huh.
Now, that could be one where he's getting ready to throw them out, though, too.
Yeah.
You gotta go to battle, folks.
Ego Boost. A purple guy facing off against a blue little kid hero thing with a giant yellowish oversoul.
Cool. It is an oversoul. You're right.
Yeah, pretty much.
Hmm. Pretty simple. Yep, that's pretty much it.
1,000 boost to a monster. Supply Squad, which is part of the Goblin Army, with a wagon and the goblins trying to keep it stable with cannon fire or mortar fire all around. Because there's a fair amount of cards that are about the Goblin Army, which are kind of
true. Yeah, that's cool. Still, again, tiny print when they have a whole text window to use.
Yeah.
Okay, go for it.
Now we're in the trap cards. Signet Regression, which is it looks like a blue card breaking up into data or cubes.
Yeah, that's true. Pretty simple image there. What's next?
Shadow Spell, which is chains coming from a
burst
of light in the
darkness. Just chains. For what it is, it's not too bad. Okay.
Call of the Haunted, a cemetery with a plume of smoke rising from it.
Did they just go around there? Ooh.
Well, basically, you make a zombie with it, so.
That's what I said. That's the call.
Yeah.
Or do you just say, get up! I need you to come with me! Rise, my dead folks!
Mirror Force!
Mirror Force?
Yeah.
Okay.
When an opponent's monster declares an attack, destroy all your opponent's attack position monsters, which can be very devastating. So.
Huh, cool. Okay.
A white barrier reflecting a red beam.
Okay. It's not the most exciting card, but okay.
But yeah.
But it's a good card, you said, so that's why you would want it in there. Mm-hmm.
Torrential Tribute. It looks like a very violent water splash. Zoomed in on the splash.
Yep, that's pretty much it.
Bottomless Trap Hole. A green monster type guy going into that mentioned bottomless trap hole with skulls as the walls. Blue stretched out skulls.
Yeah, that's pretty much it. Oh, that's kind of... Okay, yeah, gotcha.
That looks pretty neat.
You talked about the other one being such a powerful card. Here's this torrential tribute. When a monster or monsters is summoned, destroy all monsters on the field. Now, would you interpret that as destroying your own too?
I think it might. Might have to check with Dark Hole, but I think it might, yeah.
Okay. That's kind of good, kind of bad.
Yep. It's a slightly more restricted, but playable on your opponent's turn.
Okay.
Dark Hole. Zero Gravity, which is a bunch of guys in armor with swords being floated by a green force.
Whoa, butt rocket, folks. I'm going to get in trouble. Okay. That's kind of cool. I can see that. It's kind of like a Space Troopers or something like that. Of course, they're in a computer land, but okay. Mm-hmm. What you got? Is this...
Compulsory Evacuation Device, the last card.
Oh,
it looks like
hard.
Some lizard guy. I can't quite tell. It's a bit small. Got blown up the exit hatch of something in either orbit or something like that.
Okay.
He either got blown out of the exit hatch of something in orbit or he's got blown out to the sky.
Either or, he's been blown out.
Yeah, you can tell he has a tail, but yeah, it's kind of hard to figure out what he is.
True. That's not too bad of an artwork. I kind of like that one. And with this deck, there is 5 link monsters.
Mm-hmm.
3 of them are just the regular type cards.
But the
2
other
of them
are shiny.
The special cards. They're rare, so you do have that. So out of those 5, you do get 2 that are a little bit more unique. Mm-hmm. I'm not sure how the numbering goes on these, how they would fall into place. And
I think they leave the extra deck at the end. But
okay. So this is one, and I probably my favorite card, to be honest, was the very first card.
Yeah.
The Cyverse White Hat. Mm-hmm. And then his companion card, Cynet Recovery.
Mm-hmm.
So I'd almost put those.
Kaiba King to the Cyber World.
That's kind of cool. I like those.
Yeah.
So that's pretty neat. And then probably the one after that, I'm sorry guys, but I'm a Gundam fan, but Transcode Talker. Yeah, that's pretty cool. That's pretty cool. But my favorite one has to be that.
Talking about Gundam, you could also go for Pit Trooper. Gundam Mesty.
That's true. Got to do the Super Deformed.
Because they actually have that show. Not just a style of toy.
Now, who's the character that's on the front? Do you know that character's name?
I think that might be the main character in his Cyberse form.
So is this Vrains?
Yeah, Vrains is it.
Okay.
It's got the Widget Kid, the Leotron, and Transcode Talker on the back.
Okay.
As pictures, not cards.
Okay.
Though it does have some cards, too.
And we're kind of one of those collectors that... You know, we tend to even collect some of the packaging just because the artwork sometimes is pretty cool. If the packaging can survive.
Yeah.
That's one of the things. Sometimes it doesn't, but we try to. But this is another one, like I said, it is already out there. It came out on the 13th of July, so if you want to go to your gaming stores, your Walmart stores, Target, whatever, you get your gaming cards, find them there. This is also one of the things that we haven't talked about with the gaming cards is for libraries. As we've talked about, there is stuff you read on these cards. So you actually do use your reading skills, and then you use your interpreting skills. And sometimes you get in fights because of those interpreting skills. Or maybe not fights, but heated discussions. There you go, heated discussions. And so, but this is one that libraries, if you think you might be able to do something, you could host a gaming tournament.
Yeah.
Just on your own. I'm not sure if you can actually become an official gaming site. You'd have to go through Konami's site to actually check into something like that. But you could host your own gaming sites if you have some patrons that are interested in them.
Mm-hmm.
So that could be kind of cool. Just an idea for libraries that if they want to try something different within their libraries. And some libraries are already doing this. I know that they are. So that's kind of cool that they're doing that.
Just I noticed to all you people who aren't yet.
Yeah, anybody that's not doing it or wants to try something new for the...
Yeah, this is the thing.
And it'll appeal not just to kids, young adults, but also adults, because everybody's playing this.
Yeah.
And it doesn't necessarily have to be Yu-Gi-Oh! It just happens, but that's what we're looking at today, is Yu-Gi-Oh!
Mm-hmm.
But definitely want to say thank you to Lindsay Barber again from Hill & Knowlton Strategies. Very nice of you to send this along. And a big thank you to Konami as well for allowing us to look at the set and send it out to everybody to listen to. Very appreciative of doing that. For the starter deck, the MSRP is $9.99. So not too bad for a starter deck. That's usually about what they run.
I think so, yeah.
Okay, so not too bad.
It's, what, 2.5 packs? Which
roughly.
You get, like, 27 cards if you go pack-wise.
Okay, but this one you get 45 here.
Yep.
So, and you get 2 ultra rares, like we said, 3 super rares, as we've discussed.
The
40 commons. Mm-hmm. Yeah, the game mat that you get, and the beginner's guide if anybody's not familiar with Yu-Gi-Oh yet. So that's kind of cool, kind of cool. Anyway, that's it for this go-around. We've been having fun. Hope everybody out there has been having fun listening to us. We'll see everybody on the flip side. Bye now.
Bye.
Thank you for listening to Comic Pop Library. We welcome your comments and suggestions by emailing us at admin@comicpoplibrary.com. All emails submitted become the property of Comic Pop Library and are subject for use in our show. We would also appreciate it if you would spread the word about Comic Pop Library by posting about us on Twitter, Facebook, or just tell someone about us. This podcast is not endorsed by any publisher, distributor, or studio, and it is intended for entertainment and information purposes only. The views and comments of the show hosts are their own and are not reflective in any business, entity, or organization associated with ComicPopLibrary.com.